This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the Tech Night, and we had an excellent lecture by Adam, VK5GA, who told us how to construct a link dipole to use on the various bands between 80 and 10 metres, and you can take it out and use it in the field. Designed to be portable, to take out to peaks and parks, and it's certainly a good way of having a lightweight antenna system. So thank you very much, Adam. That was a very good lecture, and everybody there enjoyed it. And of course, there were some of us who weren't there that enjoyed it, and I was one of them, due to a dental operation during the week. I didn't attend on Friday, but I did watch it all on Zoom, and I think there were about 10 of us who watched on Zoom, and it went very well. So thanks very much to Tony and Tom and anybody else who helped provide the Zoom link. It was excellent here, a beautiful picture, and the sound was really good. So yeah, Zoom is the way to go, obviously, if you can't get there. Now, there's nearly into June, and the next general meeting will be on Friday, the 11th of June. And the Tech Night for June will be on Friday, the 25th. And there'll be more information about these meetings coming up in subsequent programs. And, of course, the North East Radio Club is running its usual nets. And one of them is the Coffee Corona Club Net, which is on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on 146 850, and that's prior to the real Coffee Net, which is in the library at Tea Tree Gully at 10 a.m. And at 5 p.m. on Friday on the linked repeater system, you'll find the F-Truit Net. So come along and have some fun on the F-Truit Net. Every Friday is at 5 p.m. And, of course, the C4 FM digital system is providing a broadcast of the WIA every Sundays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. So you can find that in digital room 69159. So there's plenty of activities during the week. Well, that's all for this week. Have a good week, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Firstly, be aware that our convention committee is watching the Victorian COVID situation very closely. Please keep checking our club website for the very latest information. Go to serg.org.au, that's serg.org.au, and click on the fourth item down, Convention 2020/2021, for the latest information. Please note also that we have made a couple of major changes to the program. At this point, we will be running a full kitchen from lunchtime on Saturday the 12th and from early on Sunday morning. Yes, this means that the famous egg and bacon rolls will be available for breakfast on Sunday morning. Lunch will be sausage and or hamburgers. Joe, VK3YSP, and Julie, VK3FOWL, will be conducting two sessions of learning electronics for the kids. Bookings essential. To John, VK5DJ, that's john@vk5dj.com. Don't forget to book for the Sunday evening dinner, 3-course sit-down meal as usual. And the email address for that, all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. That's SERGconvention, one word, @gmail.com. Opening hours for the hall are 12 noon on Saturday the 12th until 4 p.m, Sunday 9 a.m. until approximately 3 or 4 p.m. We look forward to seeing as many regulars as can make it and would love to see some new faces among the assembled multitude, so come along and join in the fun. Put a face to that call sign that you have now worked many times but never met, or catch up with long-time mates. That's what our convention is all about. Also new for this year is the fact that we can gain access to the hall for set-up on Friday afternoon at 1:30 p.m, which will be far more convenient than the 8:30 p.m. time slot that we have had in the past. This will also be the first year that our new Fox Hunt scoring software will be used, and we are very hopeful that it earns its keep, as it was very expensive to purchase. It included a number of RFID tags as well as the software. A number of our members are currently attempting to get their WeatherSon software updated, as the old software no longer works. Mark, VK5QI, has been watching over our efforts and is standing by in case any of us run into trouble. Thank you, Mark. At this point, a couple of us have achieved some success thanks to the efforts of Ross, VK3KBO's son, Cameron, who took pity on us and stepped up to the plate. Cheers, Cameron. That's your lot for this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. We've been under the impression for some time the shack site may be sold and redeveloped, but the ladies who look after the hall are putting up a fight to keep the facility as a training and archival storage for the Girl Guides Association. They have a lot of equipment and historical artefacts stored in their shed at the site. AHARS members have had several work bees to clean up and repair and make this shed much more secure over the past 10 years. We are now planning on starting our coffee and chat sessions at the shack on the second Saturday of the month. The first for 2021 will be June the 12th. The AHARS shack is used for coffee and chat sessions, assessment and training, and for technical update sessions. We have several technical sessions planned, but have not been able to put them on the 2021 calendar yet. We have some excellent STEM kits for basic training built by Jim, VK5TR, and we're planning on using these later in the year. AHARS is planning on having a silent auction soon, and John, VK5EMI, is busy making up a list of the more valuable items that are stored in various members' QTHs and in the shack, mostly from deceased estate collections. At the June General Meeting, we were hoping to have a presentation from Joe, VK3SRC, and Julie, VK5FOWL, two visitors from Victoria, and their presentation was to be entitled Amateur Radio for Kids. Looks like COVID has put a stop to this activity. We'll see what happens between now and then. Joe and Julie can be contacted almost any afternoon on 7.105 MHz, and they like to chat. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 11th of June. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. Please keep your subs rolling in. If you do not have access to online banking, you can then send us your payment to the AHARS Post Office Box, AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. Subs are now $25 for WIA members and $30 for non-WIA members. The latest AHARS calendar is on the website. It is version 3 and can be accessed by clicking on the Upcoming Events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHARS Calendar 2021 and a version number. Click on this file and this is the calendar. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what Ahaz is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com. That's philstore@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.